Well, welcome to the podcast, dude. This is Hulk Hogan, and it's Pull Topic Week, brother. Like the time in front of the Pontiac Silverdome when I slammed that good for nothing Andre the Giant in front of 93,000 strong, dude. It's time for that red and yellow, brother.
JD, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm actually going to do a better impression than you did of your Hulk Hogan and go, ooh, yeah.
That's a really good Macho Man. I like it.
Yeah, it hurt my throat.
Yeah, my throat's about torn up from the Hulk impression here.
No, you were pretty spot on with that. I love your Hulk impression. I'm very happy that you opened this little episode with that. So props to you. Props to your doctor in 40 years that is going to diagnose you with laryngitis and say you should not have been so raspy on your throat.
Now, if you guys haven't figured it out yet, it is Hulk Hogan Movie Podcast Week. We've got a couple great ones for you on the poll. So as usual, we'll kind of list them one by one, but make sure you get over to our Twitter right after this clip is over at Back in Time Pod and vote for the movie that you want us to review. JD, are you ready?
Dude, I have one arm over the turnbuckle. I'm ready to throw a shoulder, toss over the elbow, get him in the corner, climb up, and land 10 punches to the audience.
So poll topic number one, we're going to 1991 and looking at the action comedy sci-fi movie Suburban Commando, about a interstellar hero from a distant world who visits Earth and tries to fit in with a mundane yet kind suburban family. JD, what might we cover if the audience selects Suburban Commando?
So we're going to be looking at a movie that I hope, fingers crossed, wins. We've got Alien mixing in with the suburban culture, much like the person from a city feels like when they go and stop into a Jewel Osco. You know, we have Hulk Hogan, Christopher Lloyd, Shelley Duvall, Larry Miller, a young Undertaker. We got great laser guns and antifreeze and fantastic space outfits. If this doesn't win, well, then I just don't know.
Poll topic number two, the competition. We're looking at a adventure movie called Thunder in Paradise. Terry Hulk Hogan stars as RJ Hurricane Spencer, who is an ex-Navy SEAL and confirmed bachelor struggling to make ends meet. In order to save his superboat Thunder, and ultimately his business, Spencer is forced into a marriage of convenience with a snobby Megan Whitaker. When Megan gets kidnapped, it's up to Spencer and his partner Brew to save the day or risk losing everything. JD, what might we cover if the audience selects Thunder in Paradise?
Well, Kyle, I'm just going to be completely honest with you and the audience. I've never seen Thunder in Paradise. So what are we going to cover? I'm assuming we are going to find out what the hell a confirmed bachelor means. What, I mean, does that come like when they do the census, they knock on your door and they're like, are you a bachelor? And you're like, I am. And then they look around and they're like, okay, it's confirmed.
I have no clue, but if the audience selects it, we'll find out. Poll topic number three. We're staying in 1993 with a action comedy family movie called Mr. Nanny, about a former professional wrestler who's hired to be the bodyguard nanny for a couple of bratty kids whose inventor father is being stalked by a rival. JD, what might we cover if the audience selects Mr. Nanny?
So from what I remember of this movie, it's actually kind of a cool little story. We've got Hulk Hogan dressed in a pink tutu. He's trying to be a badass while also getting in touch with his, you know, more feminine side. We have Sherman Hemsley. We've got a dude named Thanatos as the villain with, I think he's got like a metal plate in his head. Like, this is the epitome of the 90s. It doesn't get much better than this. If you don't vote for Suburban Commando, maybe you will vote for Mr. Nanny.
Okay, and then the last topic, number four. We're going to 1989 for an action sport movie, No Holds Bar. Rip is the World Wrestling Federation champion who is faithful to his fans and the network he wrestles for. Brell, the new head of the World Television Network, wants Rip to wrestle for his network. Rip refuses and goes back to his normal life, still looking for a way to raise ratings. Brell initiates a show called The Battle of the Tough Guys, a violent brawling competition. A mysterious man named Zeus wins the competition, and this gets Brell to use him as an angle to get at Rip. What might we cover if the audience selects the very wrestling-centered No Holds Barred?
Dude, we get to see Tommy Tiny Lister just tearing it up with Zeus. You know, from every role that he is in, from this film to Friday to that Sublime music video, he's a pretty cool actor. This is it's a neat little movie. We're looking at some 80s nostalgia. Hulk Hogan is just, he's pretty fresh off of his, like, big WrestleMania, you know, that heat that he built throughout the mid-80s and through what he did with Rocky III and all of that. So I think this is kind of, like, probably the film that defines what Hulk Hogan can do as a household name in the film industry.
We're also getting guest stars from Stan Hansen, Jesse the Body Ventura, Gene Okerlund, and the voice of WWF, Howard Finkel. That's my best Fink. If you vote for No Holds Barred, you're going to get all that. So let's run down the list one more time. Up right now on Twitter, make sure you get over there and vote. Number 1, Suburban Commando. Number 2, Thunder in Paradise. Number 3, Mr. Nanny. And number 4, No Holds Barred. You guys pick the movie. We're going to review it probably 2 weeks after this poll topic comes out. JD, I'm going to give you your opportunity to try and sway the audience here. Which movie are you hoping they select?
Yeah, I don't think I've been bashful to my support of Suburban Commando. For some reason, Kyle did not want us to include Santa with Muscles on this list. Obviously, that'll just be a future episode. Vote for Suburban Commando. Come on, let's look at Christopher Lloyd interacting with The Undertaker, with Hulk Hogan, 1991, Nash skateboards as far as the eye can see.
Okay, I'm also going to put my vote in for Suburban Commando. It's been a long time. I love that movie trailer. I hope we win so we can break that down in teaser trailer. Last chance, make sure you get over. It's going to pop up on Wednesday. You guys have until Friday to vote up on Twitter. You can also write in your vote on Instagram. So if we have a close race, that'll help us select which one we're going to pick. So let's have Hulk close us out here.
All right, dudes, make sure you get over to the Twitter right now, @BackInTimePod, dude, and make sure you vote for Suburban Commando.